Welcome to another episode of Glitter Hour with Mia Clemencia Fernandez, where we talk about life lessons for young kids today. Hey, Mia girl. How you doing today?
Good. How are you, Mom?
I'm doing great. We've had a really busy weekend. I feel like I say that all the time, though.
Yeah, we went to puppy school again, and that was good. We finally got a little dog.
Oh, I feel like you're jumping right into the topic. Okay, Mia, what are we talking about this week?
We got a puppy, so we thought that it would just be cool to make a podcast about difficulties, and you can use it if you're thinking about getting it, or maybe you already have one and you're not sure what to do.
Right.
But we're not experts, so... Yeah.
please consult the internet. Oh, wait. There's some crazy things on there, too.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about our new puppy. And this podcast has been a long time coming because this dog has been a long time coming. I promised the kids that we would be able to get a puppy once your little brother, Mason, was toilet trained. And that was what? 2.5, 3 years ago. So this has been a really long time coming. But what we wanted to do was go through our first week of experiences and talk about everything, really.
Yeah. And there may be another podcast about this.
There could be as we learn.
Yeah, as we learn new things.
So true. So true. Yeah. So Mia, why don't you describe for our listeners what your puppy looks like, what her name is, and a little bit about her.
Well, we have a toy cavoodle, and her name is Maple. So she's, Maple is in maple syrup, so she's kind of that color. She's kind of maple syrup color. And she's as small as...
Well, she's 2 kilos right now, so she's about 4 pounds.
So she's 4 pounds, so yeah.
She's pretty small.
She's pretty small.
Is she soft or is she...
Yeah, she's soft. She's curly hair. She's really cute.
What did you think when you first saw her?
When I first saw her, I thought, cute. Like, I thought she was so cute, but at the same time, I'm like, my life just changed.
Yeah. Did it feel like that? She was a lot smaller than I thought she was going to be. I know whenever we talk about 2 kilos, I don't know, of course that's small. She fits in the palm of our hands. Like, she is so tiny. That was the first thing. Whenever the woman brought her out to me, whenever I went to go pick her up, I just couldn't believe how small she was. And the poor thing was shaking like a leaf. I felt so bad. But she was really good in the car ride home, didn't make a peep. And I just kind of kept my hand on her, and she was really good. So when you first saw her, you just thought, really cute.
She was cute.
She looks like a toy.
Yeah, she looks like a teddy bear of a dog that's alive.
She does. She looks like an alive stuffed animal. You just said that you feel like your life has changed. In what way, Mia? Your life has changed. Absolutely. In what way?
A dog is really different to not having a dog because now we have a huge crate in our house. Now we have a bunch of dog toys.
We do.
Now we hear a lot of moaning at bedtime. Now we have a lot of cuts. Now, actually, we don't have a lot of cuts.
What do you mean cuts?
I just got bitten once, and
okay. That
counts as a lot for me, even though it's only once, but that doesn't really matter.
She is a puppy, but yes, okay. So your life has changed.
My life has changed. It's different. Like, I used to be able to, for example, if I was watching TV, I used to just keep my mind on the TV and not worry about anything else. But now I have to look after her while watching TV, and I'm really trying hard to do that.
Whenever you say look after her, how do you look after her? Like, do you play with her or do you just keep her close by?
Well, sometimes I don't want to play with her, but I also don't want to put her in a crate because I don't want that to be punishment for her because we're trying to get her used to that. So sometimes I just let her play with like maybe one of her chew toys or sit on my lap while I watch TV or something.
Okay.
But I just have to keep an eye on her because I can't let her go under the bed and start chewing cords or maybe do an accident under the bed and then our house will smell really bad because no one actually knows that she's done it.
Oh my goodness. Yes. All of the above. This is busy.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about toilet training. How has that been in the first week?
Toilet training was really easy.
Oh, that's good news.
So, like, we had around about 2 accidents.
In the whole week?
Yeah, in the whole week. One on the first day and...
I think that was expected. Another. She didn't know where.
Yeah.
So, we live in an apartment. Where does... Where does Maple go to the bathroom?
We have a little grass pee mat. And she knows that she goes out there...
On the balcony?
...pees or poops or whatever she has to do. and just to get it out. Sometimes she just likes sniffing the grass, which is A-okay. So we just sometimes put her out there. She does it. We say, good job, give her a treat and all of that. And then we will take her back inside mm-hmm. and then watch her. But, like, you can tell when she's about to go. Because, like, for poos, she runs around crazy and starts sniffing everything and just starts going crazy. And then for wees.
I think with wees, we just take her out every hour.
Yeah, we just take her out for every hour.
Have you noticed for poos, though, she's taking herself out on her own?
Yeah, she's took herself out on her own, which is a real improvement. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, so toilet training is good. You did mention cuts. I think you're talking about the biting.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that, because I wanted to ask if there was anything tricky or something you didn't expect about the dog. And I suspect the biting might be one of those things.
Well, yeah, she has sharper teeth than I expected.
Okay.
So when you first get to meet her, like you can, she sometimes bite your finger. It doesn't actually hurt. It's just like fun. But you don't want to do that because then you're training her. Okay, it's okay if I bite someone's finger.
Right.
Which isn't.
So we need okay. to stop that behavior.
Yeah, so we're trying to stop that. But, like, when she's play biting and stuff, it's much harder because she, with like, you've seen how dogs play with each other on at parks. They, like, bite each other.
It's
that's
playful.
That's just play for them. But when they play with us, that's how they play with other dogs. So they just play with, like,
so what do you like do whenever, because sometimes you're playing with her toys and she catches your skin. And she doesn't mean to, but your hand was kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. I've felt that many times over the last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, so, like, you just give her something else to chew. If she keeps doing it, you just say, stop. You just say, don't bite or tether her in the kitchen.
I found saying don't bite to her does absolutely nothing. Me, I mean, maybe it's worked for you, but for me, I find that trying to talk to her doesn't work.
But
so I just give her another toy and keep distracting her. But then sometimes if it is getting to be a problem where she's like really chewing the clothes yeah. and not disengaging, then I will take her and put her in the kitchen. We've got a little leash set up in the kitchen yeah. so that while I'm in there doing cooking or whenever Dad's in there doing cooking, that at least she can see us and be
yeah, another thing.
Close to us.
Yeah, another thing that she struggles with is being alone. She hates being alone.
Yeah, we're training her to
so
be
we're
better.
Training her. And she keeps on moaning because she can't see any of us in our beds when she's in her crate.
Are you talking about at night?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, during the day, I feel like she's been pretty good.
Yeah, she's been really good during the day.
But the nights have been hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we just, you know, she needs to learn to sleep through the night. If any listeners have already been through this with your dogs, please write in and tell us how long we have to wait until she sleeps through the
yes.
night, because we don't know.
Yeah.
So I think we went to puppy school today and
yeah.
the trainer said, keep the crate in your room next to
yeah.
your bed for the first two nights, then move it to the end of the bed, then start to move it out where it's outside of your room. But
she can still hear you.
And still see us, and then slowly move it out. So we're going to try doing that. But as I said, if anybody wants to write in and give us advice, we are all ears, aren't we?
Yep.
Mia, we bought a lot of toys, treats,
yeah, toys
food,
and treats and food,
everything. Is there anything that you think, I don't want to say regret because this isn't really a regret situation, but is there anything that you think we really didn't need to buy that?
I think the toys were all amazing. She came with a lot of really loud, squeaky toys that I...
She did. The breeder gave us a lot of squeaky things.
That I personally don't like very much.
We've kind of hit, we haven't
yeah.
hidden them, but they just don't get used. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
but any purchases, anything that you think we bought?
Treats were really hard.
They still are, yeah. She doesn't like every treat.
Yeah, like the two that she likes are probably the bacon ones.
Okay.
Where like they're treats, but they kind of look like bacon or something. And then there are also sticks like that. And this smelly thing that you can smell that if you're trying to like get her to come.
Yeah, that is important,
the
smell.
But you need her to smell.
Right.
Then that would probably be it. But you have to wash your hands after because they'll smell really bad after.
That's true. Okay, but all up, we did okay on our purchases
yeah.
for the dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any food? I don't think the food's that bad. I think it was just the treats.
Okay, so you're almost a week in. Do you like her?
Do you even have to ask? I love her.
You love her. So you're happy that we got a dog, and you realize, though, that this is a pretty big commitment. That's,
yes,
that's been
I
quite a change.
Yeah.
You've really kicked in a lot and helped, so thank you.
Yeah.
So it's been a big change for you, but so far so good. This is just week one, everyone. As Mia said earlier, yeah. I'm sure we'll do more podcasts.
Yeah, we'll probably like maybe do some tips and stuff.
Yeah, as we learn. We learned today at puppy school the come command. So we're going to do Mabel
so
cup.
Where you put the treat in your paw and then close your fist and then let the dog smell. Then you run away really fast.
And while somebody else is holding the dog.
Someone else is holding the lead. And then the person lets go of the lead and you say, come, whatever your dog's name, but I'm going to use Mabel. Come, Mabel. And then she should rock it off towards you.
Yeah.
And then you give her and you say, good girl.
So we're going to teach her that command. We'll let you know how we go. Mia, is there any advice that you would like to leave your listeners with if they are considering getting a dog or maybe like us, they are new puppy parents?
It won't be easy.
I know. That's good advice. Go ahead, give that. That is really good advice.
It won't be easy, but it won't be forever.
Yeah, and but it does get easier.
Yeah,
we think it does. We think it does. But I do. I think whenever you get excited about a puppy, that's such good advice, Mia. When you get excited about a puppy and you think about the cuddles and relaxing and the dog just kind of sitting next to you and sleeping, and you think about going for more walks. That is not what having a puppy is like. Maybe once she is much older and she's a dog and she's trained, that might be exactly what she's like.
Yeah.
But right now, she loves to bite and chew and she runs around a lot and she doesn't sleep at night. Oh my goodness, I'm not selling this very well. She's so cute and worth it. But it's definitely a lot of work.
Yeah. Just be prepared and it won't be easy. And also, if you have any tips, please send them in and maybe we'll mention them for anyone else who's interested in getting a dog.
That's right.
That would be very helpful.
Yeah, we are open to all suggestions. Thank you, listeners. This was a good podcast, Mia.
Yes, it was, Mum. If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe onto Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app. And we'd love for you to please rate or review us. We have a website, glitterhour.com, where you can submit feedback and recommend topics for me to cover on a future podcast. As always, thank you for your support.
Thanks, Mia girl. It is time to sign off for another week and go play with our puppy.
Okay, Mom. This is Mia Sack.
Mason, stop snoring. Go ahead.
This is Mia signing off. Let's go get some puppy snuggles.